the cloister of Notre-Dame-en-Vaux. We're by the railings of the Collegiate Church, looking at the cloister garden. Cloister? What cloister? Nowadays, you can only see a garden adjoining the church where the cloister of Notre-Dame-en-Vaux once stood. Try to imagine it as it was in the 12th century when it was built, an immense building, well, 32 metres squared, whose decor was a clear indication of the wealth of the church at the time. Notre-Dame was built with the money of the town's bourgeois and merchants who wanted to flaunt their wealth against the power of the bishop. The construction of a cloister with many column statues put the Collegiate Church in a class of its own. To avoid the wrath of the bishop, Notre-Dame-en-Vaux Church would be built outside the town's fortifications, in the vallons, or small valleys, hence its name, Vaux. Few towns in France have two major churches, to the extent that many people think that it is the cathedral of the diocese. At Notre-Dame-en-Vaux, the secular canons, unlike the monks who live in close community, lived their lives amongst lay people where they formed a collegial chapter. They lived in canonical houses surrounding the church, and this meant that the cloister had no chapter house, refectory or dormitory. It was a simple sheltered walkway with arches and richly decorated columns. Maintaining the site was costly, and certain canons preferred to improve their own living conditions rather than invest in repairs to the cloister. Finally, in 1759, it was demolished to make way for canonical houses. The debris was buried and forgotten for almost two centuries, which meant it escaped the waves of destruction during the Revolution. In 1963, excavations revealed three quarters of the old cloister, a major monument in the history of sculpture at this time of transition from Romanesque to Gothic. A treasure trove of the rarest and finest medieval column statues can be seen in the Cloister Museum, which opens onto the garden. Claude Lafauche is custodian and guide. He explains.
The Cloister Museum is located very close to the original site of the cloister. One of the main exhibits is the column statues, in other words, columns decorated with sculptures and many narrative capitals that have a story to tell. They date from the transition period between Romanesque and Gothic art in the 1170s and 1180s.
These sculptures decorated the cloister in the 12th century, a unique collection of column statues whose decorative capitals include motifs from Romanesque fantasy, lions, dragons, griffins, mermaids, etc., and many themes from the catechesis that were certainly used for the teaching of scripture.